New Earth, Updated Knowledge and Practices. This is Aratima. Living without the system of limitations. Something most magical happened last year, December solstice 2017. Something that we all hope for, or most of us, to actually start playing the game on this planet the way it originally was meant to be. Because everybody knows what it was like to live the so-called normal human life, being imprinted and conditioned by the parents, by the DNA, the ancestors, the world around you, and the schooling and the churches, synagogues, temples, the governments, the media, and there it was. That's the life we knew. That's the life that many still know and believe in. And that is a particular structure or pattern of beliefs, a program, we call it. And in 2017, December, I observed, and many others, that this particular web, this matrix programming, was removed. A sufficient number of people decided in their hearts to not live like that anymore, to not buy into it and to see it and accept it as false, to know that it's not really true, that it does not match who they really are. Because deep within, we do know somewhere we have a faint memory, many people have a faint memory, that we are light, love, something that is beyond any word, and that the world we live in does not reflect that, that our daily life does not reflect that. Going to work, having to suffer diseases and debt and all the drama, the wars and the horror that exists on this planet, we do know that it doesn't match. What we truly know actually exists somewhere within us, and that we do seek this paradise. We seek something better. And many people still have that hope, and many people had lost it and have surrendered and have given up. Now, there has been a long period, decades of work, what we call light workers, and the people that have been seeking enlightenment and liberation. And these people that are interested in that have become more and more and more and more. And you are one of them who realizes that you're not alone. You are not an isolated person seeking something very strange, but you are one of many people who are actually seeking liberation from this programming, from this kind of living. And the good news is that the overall collective program, that is actually gone. So now here you are, and everything is open. You might even imagine like a net, and suddenly it was taken away, and there it is, you're open. Everything's available. All the dimensionality of who you are, that multidimensionality, 360 degrees, all directions, is open, is available, is here. And the ancient yogis and other mystics and modern yogis that we know from the last century and a few from this century, they always say that everything is here. The self who you are is already here. You're already free. You just don't realize it. And that's what it is. The programming is the realization to realize it. So we can sort of approach it gently by just thinking about it, that, oh, I just have to realize it. I just have to make this real for me. But I now accept fully that matrix is gone. I'm free. I'm just going to accept that. I might not feel it yet, or I might not know it really deeply in my cells, but I'm just going to accept it. And maybe we can listen deeper into the body and just check, is there somewhere a recognition and a sensing that that is true? We can do that right now and check, is it true? Is it true for myself? Does my body know? and we check. So the beginning of this course is to point you to the fact that as we are looking at ancient practices of self-realization, we also need to take into consideration this tremendous fact that the pathways are open. And so everything can go very fast, very immediate, very easy. And at the same time, and we'll speak about it at a different point, things are not just dissolving or falling away on the physical and what we see now around us in the world. A lot of confusion, a lot of information, a lot of misinformation. We're also seeing a lot of new ideas. It's sort of a melting pot of ideas and new energies coming forth and old energies receding, and everything is fighting for attention. And it's quite a tapestry, a collage of things blipping in and out. And it's really up to us now to choose to use that free will, because you're not only liberating yourself as who you are, but because the physicality is so affected, you are also influencing very strongly the overall manifestation of the general structures on this planet. And not that it's supposed to be a big responsibility or doing it right or wrong, but that's all the old paradigm, that old thinking that's just fallen away. It's really more about coming into that level of joy that makes it possible to play and to recreate something that is very, very new. So again, to repeat, the point of this conversation is that you're free. You're free to be yourself. It's not that difficult. You don't have to hack through the wilderness to find your way. There is no more wilderness. There are just these illusory shadows playing. And you might feel a little scared here, or you think, oh, that's a tree. And you come a little closer and there was no tree. So it's just all a game, a play of light. And you're here free to now dream a new world, to dream up that new world. And what's that going to be like? What do you want to experience? Is it going to have joy, love, prosperity, happiness, good health in it? And why not? So welcome to this free place to co-create while you wake up to who you truly are.